Hi, this is Cody Oakland with PureRestoration.com, and today I have a very special guest. I have the inventor of the PWR unit. Peter, are you on the line?
I'm on the line, yep.
Excellent. Welcome to the call today. This is going to be really for the edification for any farmer out there whose specialty is pigs. So I'm going to yield the floor to Peter and just let him talk the magic that he does about an industry he knows very well. Take it away, Peter.
Yes, good morning. The water unit that we are building has been in the works for many, many years to get this all designed and functioning. And the whole benefit of the unit was putting the higher oxygenated water and the hydrogen in the water for enhancing the health of the animals. In the pig industry, water is the largest commodity that animal consume, and is probably the least understood and the least respected, because there, you know, the molecular size of the water is important. And these units, they break down the structure of the water and make it more available to delivery of nutrients to the cells and waste away from the cells. They enhance the digestion of the food that they are consuming. One of the first things a pig farmer would notice is the noses of the pigs and the skin of the pigs would turn pink very shortly, about 3 to 4 days after they go on the water, which is an indicator that there is a higher level of oxygen in the bloodstream, because you need the big problem with pigs is iron in the diet. We know that the piglet is born basically iron deficient and have to be supplemented with one or two shots of iron. And even down the line, as they become larger, they can get into an iron deficiency situation where they'll become aggressive and start biting the tails and causing a lot of stress on the other animals. So by increasing the oxygen, you're actually enhancing the absorption of the iron that's in the food. The two work together. And also the reduction of, we call them greenhouse gases that are in pig barns, hydrogen sulfide, ammonia, nitrogen gases, not only do it make the air unfavorable for animals, but also for the workers in the barn. It also has an adverse effect on the equipment in the barn, like the penning, electric motors, fans, anything that's electrical or metal, it deteriorates very rapidly. So by reducing this, we're going to be able to extend the life of the barn, and by keeping the oxygen again is in a form that stays active until it's used. So after it passes through the pig, it will go into the manure pit and continue to, the aerobic bacteria will continue to work, breaking down those solids and making the manure more available to your crops, at the same time reducing the amount of gases coming off the manure. So it's not as noticeable as it would be without this kind of technology to keep the animals healthy. We have noticed that there are increases in piglets born alive. There are not as many mummified or absorbed fetuses, so you're going to get one or two and up to four piglets alive per litter. And because of the quality of the milk that the sow is producing, we've got people that are getting 2 pounds heavier piglets at 3 weeks. So these, some of the things that are, it's money in the bank, because these piglets are going to be bigger and healthier and can take off quicker after they're weaned. So these are some of the benefits of the water unit. And of course, you know, you're washing down the barns, and if you're washing your barns with high oxygen water, then you're actually enhancing, getting rid of a lot of the anaerobic bacteria that can stay in the crevices in the cement in the building. So, and then, of course, you know, we look at the end run, which is being spread on the land. Your bacteria in the soil don't have to stop to break down the manure. They can keep in, supporting the plant as it's growing.
So what you're saying is it's a really it's a tip to tail improvement.
Yeah.
and then those improvements continue on.
That's right. Yeah.
Does it kind of work as almost like an antibacterial with all the O2 going in and destroying the?
Yeah, it does.
The anaerobic bacteria inside of the pig, but also in the pens as well.
That's correct. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. All right, so if that's only some of the benefits, then I think anybody on this call right now is probably going to want to go right over to purewaterrestoration.com and get in contact with us so that we can give you a little bit even more in-depth information about this amazing technology. Peter, I want to thank you for joining me today. It was very eye-opening, and thank you very much.
Thank you.